Hello, and thank you for listening to our new series, OE Talks. We're excited to bring to you something special for the 30th Annual Opportunity Exchange, accessible education. What does this mean? Education, when it makes sense in your schedule. Education that is available when you are. You're not limited to learning during the one-day event, but instead when you have a few extra minutes in your day. Our plan is to share key messages with our supplier partners throughout the year as it pertains to supplier diversity, and not just at the OE. Our plan is that the messages are timely based on the activities you are doing. Now today our topic is identifying opportunities. Our hope is that through today's talk, we can help you understand what each of our organizations are doing to prepare for OE, maybe even help you figure out a solution to a problem you have experienced. My name is Randy Anderson, and I'm General Manager in Toyota Purchasing with responsibility for supplier relations, supplier diversity, risk management, and systems. I'm located in Saline, Michigan, and have been part of Team Toyota for 23 years. With me today, I have a couple of our Tier 1 Diversity Award winners from this year's annual business meeting. Jason Reyes with Reyes Automotive Group and Sherry Dixon with Adient. Reyes Automotive Group was recognized for their improvement, while Adient received our Superior Supplier Diversity Award for their overall program achievements. Now, congratulations to both of you, and thank you for being committed to supplier diversity. Now, I'd like to turn over the mic and give them each a chance to tell you a little bit about themselves. Sherry, would you like to start?
Sure. Thank you, Randy and Toyota, for the opportunity to participate in OE Talks. My name is Sherry Dixon, and I lead the Supplier Diversity Initiative for Adient. Adient is a global leader in automotive seating. We work with the world's largest automotive manufacturers across the globe, supplying over 25 million seat systems annually, over 200 manufacturing facilities in 32 countries.
Thank you. And Jason?
Hi, good morning, Randy. Thank you for the opportunity to be on this podcast. My name is Jason Reyes with Reyes Automotive Group. I am president. We were formed in San Antonio, Texas, approximately 14 years ago. We've been a successful supplier to Toyota now, and we have over three locations between the U.S. and Mexico.
Thank you, Jason. So as you can see, we've got a lot of experience here, both at a global basis and more at a regional basis. So let's continue. We started OE 30 years ago to show the importance of including diverse businesses in our supply chain. So OE is important to us because it is the tool that allows many of our supplier partners to connect with diverse businesses and therefore be included in opportunities. It's our expectation that our supplier partners do business with diverse companies, and we needed to provide support for them through initiating the introductions. So I'd like to ask Jason, why is OE important to Reyes Automotive Group?
The Opportunity Exchange is important to us twofold. The first is that as a diverse company ourselves, we were given an opportunity, and we feel that it's important for us to pay that forward. So supporting this event allows us to hopefully be an example for others and to show others that that as a diverse company that you can also have success. Additionally, the Opportunity Exchange gives us an ability to meet with other, to meet with our customer Toyota, to meet with other potential customers in the Tier 1 supply base, but also make connections with the attendees and find different solutions to different problems.
Thank you, Jason. Sherry, any additional thoughts?
Yes. So OE supports our corporate commitment to have a diverse supply base. This commitment supports our customers' expectations, like Toyota, and provides Adient with a competitive advantage that contributes to our overall growth and expansion of our business. As a result, we have spent over $1 billion annually with women, minority, and veteran-owned businesses. I look forward to OE every year. OE is a great opportunity for us to show our commitment with diverse suppliers. I'm able to bring a large purchasing team to meet diverse suppliers in one location. So it's like a one-stop shop for us. with the event being local to our U.S. headquarters, I leveraged this opportunity to send several buyers to the event. I find that when I expose buyers to matchmaking type events like OE, they gain a much better understanding of the value of supplier diversity initiatives, and they discover new suppliers, or they continue to build relationships to develop suppliers for our future needs. This year, I'm really excited. We've got 11 buyers attending. We also leveraged the OE event with our Toyota Adient business module called Driving Impact, where we have scheduled one-on-one appointments with our diverse supplier participants and corporate buyers. So in addition to what we have coming to the team, we also have 11 meetings scheduled with eight additional corporations to diverse suppliers from the business module.
So what I hear from the two of you is that there's, one, a commitment to this, and secondly, it's opportunities for you to support your customer, to improve your business, and to make connections and develop relationships with potential candidate suppliers, which is all part of what we want to do at OE. So thank you. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about preparation. I understand that you each do it a little differently in preparing for OE. Sherry, I've heard you do value-added prep work for your event attendees. And could you elaborate on how Adient prepares for OE or any trade show that your diversity group is supporting?
Sure. So we will exhibit with our buying teams. We will represent a variety of commodities and needs. For every event, I develop a strategic goal to intentionally and thoughtfully meet diverse suppliers to make sure we have meaningful conversations and identify how we can assist with their growth and development. So these approaches may include conversations on how to conduct business with Adient, so the very initial conversations, and not only with Adient, but perhaps making introductions to our suppliers or other corporations. So if we don't see a fit for our needs today, we will go ahead and make introductions to other businesses in our network. Our event strategies are coordinated to ensure a positive return on investment and to make the most of every networking opportunity. So our event strategies include a pre-event buyer discussion. So next week, I've got meetings scheduled with our buying team where we're going to talk about opportunities that we either currently have available or we're going to have available in the near future. We're going to talk about the overall event summary, talk about what they can expect at this event, and outlining our expectations while they're there. So to support this approach, I've developed an event guideline to ensure that we're all focused, organized, and consistent with our strategy as well as messaging. And then after the event, if the diverse suppliers register with us, so very important that the suppliers that we meet at OE, we need them to register with us because all of our buyers will have access to their company information, capability statements, and contacts so we can easily find them after the event. I will repeat, it is essential that the diverse suppliers interested in doing business with us must register with us. So please visit our booth at OE for details. And there's more. So while we're at the event and our buyers are engaging in conversations, I am taking photos and I am posting them internally with the company and telling our story and the successes that we've had from the OE event and other events that we participate in. I also set up the stage for the day. So over the course of years, I connect with many diverse suppliers. And so I will reach out to those diverse suppliers that I think have a great opportunity to meet a buyer who's going to be present. And I will send them an email and say, your buyer is going to be at the event. Please visit our booth.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Jason, I know you're a diverse business and a tier one supplier to Toyota, and you probably prepare a little differently. What do you do to make the most of OE for Reyes Automotive Group and for the team supporting the event?
So as a smaller company than Adient, we prepare a little bit differently. We really focus on making connections with individual people that come through our booth. We're trying to understand them as persons, as companies, and understand their processes. While many of their companies do not necessarily have a direct fit with our direct purchasing needs, we're looking to find ways to work with them to maybe grow them into different areas that can help support us. So we're really looking for that personal connection to understand and identify key and new opportunities.
I think the thing that we're hearing here is preparation is very, very important before attending OE. So great thought starters. Now at Toyota, while we don't do a pre-meeting for OE because the purpose is to connect diverse business with our supplier partners, I know that my team does a pre-meeting before they go to other trade shows with the attendees to share with them the overall event details and expectations, as well as what opportunities exist within Toyota. We also like to make sure that the attendees know what each other's responsibilities include, so that if someone comes up to the booth, we can put them with the appropriate Toyota representative to help them. I definitely recommend making sure everyone is as prepared as possible, so that if the right person does approach your booth, then you're ready for the conversation. Now, you probably are very much aware we tend to be result-focused in the automotive industry. Because of this, we like to highlight the success stories that are a result of attending OE. Have either of you had any success stories as a result of an introduction at OE? Sherry, I'll start with you.
So the Toyota OE provides us the perfect platform for business discussions, not only for our supply base, but also for our suppliers who we expect to have diverse supply base. So I've used this opportunity to introduce, just for an example, to introduce many MRO type suppliers to our managed services provider. And so I would have that provider potentially stand in our booth, and then I would make connections with the MRO. And I've done that at previous Toyota OEs. And then after the event, our MSP has actually reached out to several of those diverse suppliers for RFQs. As I mentioned earlier, the event allows several buyers to attend, so therefore I use this opportunity to make the in-person initial introductions. Buyers often return to the office surprised with the volume of potential suppliers, and they start the vetting process. It's really difficult to just highlight one success story, because there really are so many. It starts with a conversation, and OE, this may be the first conversation we have, or it may be the fourth or fifth or sixth conversation, and it's because it's constant and we're present and we're continuing to build relationships over time, which is what's going to help drive future sourcing.
Thank you, Sherry. Jason, would you like to share a success story?
When it comes to success stories, I agree with Sherry. There's been a lot of success through the years. I think our probably number one success story is really come along in the ways of the ability to grow suppliers within our company from MRO through staffing. We've really taken pride in the ability to also not only grow companies that we've met through opportunity exchange, but really highlight that focus within our company as a whole, and really start to branch out. And even our biggest success story recently was simply going to our supply base and asking them if they qualify to become a minority business. So we're really driving this from a company level and understanding how we can improve our minority and diverse spend within our companies.
Great. Thank you, Jason. I'd like to transition a little bit more on into the automotive industry specifically, and I know that things are a little different in our industry from design to production. It could be anywhere from 3 to 5 years. So the question is, how long does it normally take from the initial handshake or introduction of to getting a contract for a new supplier for your company? Jason, would you like to start?
Sure. For us, it's been a multitude of timelines. We've had instances where we've met someone on a Monday and we're doing business with them on a Friday. So very, very quickly can occur. For most services, I'm going to say it takes a matter of months. We go through the vetting process. We bring them into the company. We understand who they are. We try to work with them and to become a qualified supplier. On our direct business, our direct supplying parts, that usually takes much, much longer time. That can take up to years.
And Sherry?
Yeah, it's a long process. in my tenure, I typically see a 3 to 6 year process. It's important to make the right connections within the corporation. So just as a recommendation, you know, start with your supplier diversity advocate to understand the purchasing process and follow their guidance. As the conversations progress in the corporation, just be sure to keep your supplier diversity advocate informed, build the relationship, be pleasantly persistent, and be patient. It helps me to advocate when I receive periodic emails from the diverse suppliers, you know, whether it's communications on recent success stories, cost savings that they may have had with another customer, innovations, or even media posts and news stories. It's a process. So not only taking these opportunities like OE to meet the buyers, but also take the opportunity to update your supplier diversity advocate so they're aware of their business. We just sourced an indirect supplier. It took me 6 years, actually my entire career in supplier diversity from when I first started meeting that supplier until this year. And it was a 6 year process, and that was on the indirect side. So whether direct or indirect, it's a long time.
This is very consistent in my experience within Toyota purchasing is the advice is to be patient, but to be persistent. And follow-up is reminding us that you're still hungry, you're still out there, but the converse of that is to not follow up weekly because things do move somewhat slowly, but don't get discouraged. And yes, it absolutely can happen for your company just from attending the Toyota Opportunity Exchange. And in preparation for attending OE, what do you wish potential suppliers would know about your company before approaching your booth? Sherry?
Learn about our company. Learn about our supplier expectations, which everything is available on our website at adient.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a supplier link. And if you go to that supplier site, there will be, you know, the supplier expectations. So review that. Come prepared to have a conversation. Also, you know, register with us. So when you meet us in the booth and we ask you to register with us or update your profile, make sure you do that. It's important that we can easily access your information. And as I mentioned earlier, all of our buyers have access to that database of diverse suppliers. So make sure you're in there and use this as an opportunity to show up. If we met you a year ago, don't pass our booth because we talked to you last year and we didn't have an opportunity. I may have the right buyer there at this event, so don't miss the opportunity to show up and speak up and be present.
Jason?
So our perspective is a little bit different. We're a smaller company. We're not as sophisticated as an Adient. So for, like I mentioned earlier, our belief focus is developing relationships and understanding the businesses that are presenting themselves. We're looking and we're focused on trying to help other minority and diverse businesses grow. And so being prepared, tell your story, tell your success story, and more importantly, to give us some insight into what your true capabilities are. Maybe there isn't a fit today, but that doesn't mean that there is not a fit in the future.
Now, one final question I'd like to ask is, do either of you have any final advice you'd give to diverse companies looking to do business with your company? Jason?
As I just mentioned, I think that being able to present yourself, present your company, showing your capabilities, showing your processes, telling us your success stories, there's nothing like success. So we want to hear about that. We want to hear how we don't expect every person, every company that comes to visit us to be able to connect the dots and how they can help support us. But we do want to understand what their capabilities are and not be afraid to share some success stories and how they've helped other companies or how they or the business that they're currently undertaking and what they're doing to help their customer base. Those are the stories that we like to hear and we'd like to try to understand so that we can, you know, maybe make it a leap of faith or may help them grow in a different area that they didn't see was that they are capable of or understanding so that we can somehow maybe mold them to help fit us in a different way. So just be open, be able to talk about what your success stories are. I think for us, that's really the most important key factor.
Thanks, Jason. Sherry?
Yes. So everything that Jason said, highly recommend that. And I've said this throughout the podcast, you build relationships, you know, just continue to have the conversations, continue to show up, know our business, be pleasantly persistent. And if we're not ready for the business today, ask what do you need to do to develop for future consideration?
Well, that's good advice. It's very good. So I'd like to thank Sherry and Jason for your feedback and comments today. You've given us good insight. And, you know, what we've heard today is persistence, preparation is very important. To know about the company that you're approaching is also important. So great conversation today. Hopefully everyone found today's discussion beneficial. And if you enjoy this educational opportunity, please be sure to visit toyotasupplier.com or 1toyotasuppliediversity.com for additional sessions. The sessions for Tier 1 suppliers focus on best practice education. The other sessions include Tier 2 reporting, executive commitment, and using the OE app to maximize connections. This session is one of a four-part series that we are sharing with you ahead of the 30th annual OE. Please be sure to visit the website to hear the other sessions. With that, I'd like to thank you and wish you the best of luck.